This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for September 21st, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon, and I will be reading a summary of an article on the lumbar spine published today. Changes in the Oswestry Disability Index that predict improvement after lumbar fusion. A clinical article by Mladen Jurasovic and colleagues. The study sought to determine which clinical elements assessed by the Oswestry Disability Index most influence improvement of overall health-related quality of life. The study found that there were only moderate degrees of correlation between individual items on the Oswestry Disability Index and specific domains of the 36-item short-form health survey. This may indicate that these health-related quality-of-life surveys measure different constructs or latent variables and thus are not duplicative. Pain intensity, walking and social life had the highest correlation with improvement in overall health-related quality of life following lumbar fusion. These three domains were also independent predictors of the physical component summary of the 36-item short-form health survey. They were the only dimensions that had effect sizes and standardized response means that were moderate to large. Thus, after lumbar fusion surgery, improvement in pain intensity, walking ability, and better social functioning were predictive of improvements in overall health-related quality of life. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.